We have some great programs lined up for you during the Christmas season, and here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Christmas programming. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 18th and 25th. Talk radio for the Christmas season. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org and click support.
I think it's fair to say that most reasonable Americans believe that marriage is important. For what reason they believe it is important varies, I'm sure, all across the political and social spectrum. It is important. Some would argue that it needs to be redefined. Some would argue that it's so important we need to broaden its definition to include things other than men and women, or one man and one woman. Recently, there was a new ecumenical document signed by many religious leaders in the United States titled The Protection of Marriage, A Shared Commitment. One of the signatories was the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Matt Harrison. He joins us to talk about this document and the importance of marriage on this Thursday, December the 16th. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
Blessed. Just wonderful.
What were your concerns about marriage that caused you to sign this document, A Shared Commitment?
Well, I believe firmly, and this is both a religious conviction, but also a conviction of reason, that the Lord has put together an institution for the betterment of the fundamental institution for the functioning of all of human life and family and society, and that is husband and wife, and to produce family in that context, to raise children, to be productive and healthy psychologically and otherwise in the world, and that we're at a time where everything is up for grabs. The deconstruction of marriage is in front of us as an institution. Evident reason is no longer a possibility. I shudder to think what would happen if our U.S. Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or founding documents had to be written today. There is no common underpinning of anything. So all things are regarded merely as social constructs, including marriage, to be put together in any way that is amenable to the current geist. So a lot of concerns, but once in a while we just got to say what we think and let the chips fall where they may.
One of the great strengths of this short document, The Protection of Marriage, in my opinion, is in the last paragraph where it says, marriage is a great good in itself. That is, it is a good that does not necessarily, although it does, need to serve a greater purpose in order to be a good in society. Your thoughts there?
It is the way our Maker has designed us to live. There are all kinds of exceptions and provisos and situations where it doesn't work and where it's broken, and through all kinds of fallen things it becomes problematic. But it is fundamental to the design of human beings, and it works for protection, for edification, for consolation, for well-being of people and all of society, and therefore it is something that we must, in this crazy day and age, it's something we must speak up for, and as much as is in us, demand we maintain.
What do you think the Lutheran confession in America, in particular, brings to the conversation, the broader conversation on marriage in our society?
Well, I think we bring a number of things to the table. This document, I was willing to sign this document because it's not a religious document. It doesn't quote the Bible. It doesn't say there's some kind of common understanding of the faith or the gospel. And the list of people signing is quite radically diverse, from Harrison of the LCMS to the head of one of the Sikh communities in the United States. That's a bit of a shocker. What Lutherans bring to the argument, I think, particularly, is a clarity on the two kingdoms dogma. That is, there are different realms. We recognize within the realm of the church, the highest word is the Bible, inspiration, inspired by God. Revelation tells us what we are to believe and how we are to live life. But we also recognize the God-given legitimate left-hand kingdom where reason rules in government. We do not believe that government should be dictated by the Bible. We don't believe that a constitution should be quoting the Bible as its source of authority. We hold certain truths to be self-evident. I think Lutherans and the Kingdom of the Left would agree completely with the founding documents of this country. So we bring an interesting ability for religious people to speak clearly about issues in the civil and public realm on the basis of reason without some compulsion to Christianize the country.
On the theological end of it, Matt, Luther has, I think, some of the most profound thinking on the institution of marriage in the 16th century Reformation, especially with respect to human authority in general, and therefore I think we could probably extend that out to a nation that considers itself a nation of laws and not of men. Luther does understand father and mother as the foundation, the indispensable foundation of all human authority. Thread that out for us, if you would.
Yes, I think it's Luther in the Fourth Commandment says, finally, if you will not obey your father and mother, you will obey the hangman. And that, in one sentence, really describes much of our social ill, much of our social ills we have today. It is within the context of a family that one learns the value of protection, of honor, of deference, of the respect for legitimate authority, and of the consequence for disrespecting authority. So when families are disrupted and critical, when the family's in a critical state, as it is in our country today, with so much divorce, but an even greater problem than divorce is cohabitation and also children born out of wedlock, you have just the opportunity for so much chaotic behavior. And the basic structures of authority, which human civilization require, are broken down.
In that vein, we talked recently with a guest who has done some research on what we used to call illegitimacy, but now we kind of call generally fatherlessness. Mm-hmm. A father is there at the time of conception, but there's no guarantee that he is any part of a child's life after that. That used to be a particular plight of what we would call the underclass. Mm-hmm. But this recent research shows that illegitimacy is on the rise and is in the middle class at the same levels it was in the underclass about 30 years ago. And there is some speculation that parenthood is becoming passé, if you will, even among the middle class. And there's deep concern here that marriage as an institution is not only threatened because people want to redefine it, but as you just mentioned, they don't see it as significant in their lives any longer. What would you say to that?
Well, I think it offers us a terrible challenge, but also a wonderful opportunity. I think it offers us a chance in our world, among our neighbors, to affirm the institution, to be at once winsome and inviting and forgiving to those people who suffer brokenness in this area. And they are all around us. They are within our families. Sometimes we ourselves are affected by these things and fall short and sin. But we have a wonderful opportunity as Christians to hold up a different vision of reality and also to demonstrate, amidst all of our weaknesses and sins, that this institution is the ideal place for us to be loving one another and forgiving one another. And it is I'll just speak, even with my own many weaknesses and those of my dear wife, our little family has an opportunity regularly to invite friends in who have not been able to experience a family. family and marriage in this sort of function and fashion, and within that context to be a helpful light to those around us and a blessing to those around us. So those opportunities are everywhere.
Then with only 30 seconds, I know this is near and dear to your heart, the place of a solid institution of marriage in God's provision for our neighbors through all of our many and varied vocations. Your thoughts there, Matt?
Well, we have this, you know, so often folks who want to get out of marriage will say, well, I just don't feel like this is where I should be anymore. Lutherans and the New Testament understand God places us in the place he put us to actually live with and love and serve those people right around us. That is a holy and blessed and meaningful calling. And if we run from it, ignore it, and refuse it to that extent, we shall live lives without joy and without fulfillment. Challenging lives we have with those things, but fulfillment and joy in the Lord's purpose.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and a signatory of the Protection of Marriage, a Shared Commitment. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, Todd, great to talk to you. Don't forget my phone number.
We will not, for sure. Thank you.
All right, take care.
When we come back from this break, Brian Gadawa, screenwriter in Southern California, will be our guest for the remaining half hour of Issues Etc. live this Thursday, December the 16th. We'll do a little movie review. Well, if you join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club or upgrade your membership for December 22nd this year, we are going to enter your name to win the entire 18-book Archbook Christmas Library. They have 18 Christmas books in their Archbook Library, and you can be one of those who might win. Just join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club before December 22nd. We'll announce the winner on December 22nd. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, and join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Christmas and one for Epiphany. And we'll send you this new CD for any size year-end donation. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift before the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A sweetheart land deal for Planned Parenthood.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The Austin City Council recently voted unanimously to extend Planned Parenthood's property lease with the city for $1 per year for the next 10 years. The council also gave the abortion business $50,000 of Texas taxpayer money for teen pregnancy education and was instrumental in channeling another $450,000 of taxpayer money to Planned Parenthood. In order to help pay for this expenditure, the city council will raise property taxes by 4%. It seems some pro-life Texans have been had by their city council.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.